the following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
May Avrochus, Pelas Alan Teo Sedayan, for the Suda. Well, Hashem, we finished all the brachas of Tefillah Shacharis, and we're continuing with the brachas of breakfast. The Gemara says it's an inyan to eat Pas Shacharis. It said it's good for one's health. I even saw, even according to today's Chacham, and it's the right thing to do. They say if you eat a good breakfast, then you eat less in the course of the day. But I call upon him, it's a good thing to do. And a suda with Pas, with bread, we start off with the bracha of Al Tiras Yadayim, washing our hands. The idea behind washing our hands are two ideas brought down in the Poskim for washing our hands. One idea is that the Kohanim, before they would eat the Truma, would wash their hands because the hands are considered tamei in respect to Truma unless you wash your hands. And even though we are not eating Truma, Chazal made a takona that everybody should wash their hands before eating as a zecher to the times that Kohanim would be eating Truma. So basically, before we eat anything, we are reminding ourselves the concept of Achilas Kedusha, of Truma and Kodshim, which is the goal of food. That food is not just a mundane experience, but it's something to be mekarvas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, the hachana, preparation that we have before we start eating, is in Tiras Yadayim. If you remember, we discussed in the Tiras Yadayim that we have before Tfil and Shachris, and that was a preparation for the Avodas Hayom, like the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rashba said, that was the type of the Tiras Yadayim, which is preparation for Avodas of Tfilah, of davening and talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now, we are reminding ourselves that eating is not just an animalistic act, but it's also an act that is in the Karvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shekirishonu mitzvoyis of mitzvivon atiris yadayim, and makadish ourselves with mitzvahs by the concept of tying the mitzvah of atiris yadayim. As I said, reminds us that food is not just a mundane experience, it is something of avodas Hashem also. The right kavanas. The men when we eat, we have two kavanas, which we'll talk about later. Well, one kavan is to eat so we should have koyach, avodas Hashem. And we have another kavana that while we're enjoying the food, and it's a good thing to enjoy the food, but to recognize that this enjoyment is a special gift that was given to us by Kodesh Baruch Hu. And it brings us closer to Hashem if we have that in mind. Because we realize that Chasodim, that Hashem brings us with its food, both with its energy and its pleasure. But as we said, there's a difference between an animal and human being. An animal, when he sees food, he just pounces on the food. He can't control himself. He has a natural instinct to see what he eats. And a human being who behaves like an animal is the same thing. Whenever he sees food, he just jumps on it. We are supposed to uplift ourselves from that. And that is this idea of the Tiras Yadayim, to have a hachona preparation, not just jump into the food. That's really the second idea also. Not only a zecha, to the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the higher level of Avodas Hashem that we're yearning for, but also this man is there, and the Asher Hashem, the way we are, is also a concept which Chazal brings down, and Rav brings down, the Pesuk, it's Kaddish Ten V'Yitzen Kedoshim. So the person should make himself Kodesh, uplifted from just being a physical being, but a being that is shaychus to something higher than physicality, has a shaychus to Kedusha. And it says, it's Kaddish Ten Eilam Mayim V'Yishoyim. This is a way of being Mekadosh ourselves, even without the idea of reminding ourselves of Kodeshim. Every time we eat food, if we wash our hands beforehand, it's not just an act of cleanliness, which is good in itself, but it's an act of preparation, of recognition that eating is
Kol HaLashon.
Also, avodas Hashem. Eating itself is a mitzvah, like we mentioned before. And by doing so, transforming this experience from being just a mundane experience, which can take us away from Hashem, to being an experience that brings us closer and uplifts us and puts things in right perspective. So the food is just a clear to bring us into a higher level and not an end in itself. The thing that we do is we wash our hands. You also mentioned before, there's something very special about the hands. One of the few things that human beings are completely different than other animals is the hands, not an animal. The hands is also, there's no even as close as you can get to human beings. Their hands are completely different. No shaykhs to our hands. They have no ability to do the fine motor skills that we can do because they walk on their hands. We're the only ones that don't walk on their hands. You can't have a monkey write a letter or use a typewriter or any other fine skill things that we can do. This is something special about humanity that we have hands. And to let the natural position of hands for Kedusha is something we do, or some people are to do it. Many people don't do it, but just do it in this idea. Like it says, uplift your hands before you make bracha. Then we're doing recognizing and defining myself, which is the food and defining myself. I have these special hands that Hashem gave me. I can do things that no other Baal Chai can do. If you want to think of an example, if you ever tried to drink from one of these very cheap plastic cups, now you squeeze them a jump too hard, all the water is going to squeeze out of it, and a jump too little is going to pull out of your hands. We're able, without even thinking, told it exactly the right pressure that it will stay in our hands, to our mouth. Any other Baal Chai wouldn't be able to do that feat. Because this is part of the idea. Hashem is reminding us how we find and how special we are. We're not just like a Baal Chai that's very coarse and undefined. We have to mundane dreams. We have that higher level of being, level of Kedusha, the closest to the soul. So when we're washing our hands, we're saying, I want to see the day, we mentioned all before, I want to position the tears to your day. I'm not saying right now, the tears doesn't mean washing, I mean uplift the hands. Uplifting our hands, recognizing our hands are special. They were given to us for a special purpose, to use them to connect up to the Shvoko, and that's why we lift them up, because that position of the hands, of having a hand uplifted, is showing that I recognize everything I'm getting is above. I stretch up to above to get what I need. I don't stretch up to the ground to get what I need, but I know that the shortage of everything I have and this world is directly and specially given to me from my good disposal. So next time we think about these things, special foods that we have, that before we eat, we're not just involved in some mundane, animalistic endeavors, indulgence. But we're making a preparation before, and the Shekhar Yishonim, it's voice of recognize our potential Kedusha and everything, even from this mundane act of eating something that brings it to Kedusha. And the hands that are going to go and eat and touch that from the cup, bring it into our mouth, and that's hands that are driven by our stomach, driven by mind, the safe by the Shah, that wants to do things to get those close to touch us both. She's very stupid, and it's that they said, transform every act that we do in our lives. Kedusha is a decent beast Kedusha. Through that uplifted holy nation that emulates Hashem in all our ways. Our eating is something that brings us closer to our Kodesh Rov and Kavah Chaim and everything else that we're doing because of our lives. So have a wonderful day. And we should go on the sky of soil. Like I said, Tfila, which is one of the leaders, to bring the Tfila.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.